Hey everyone, Mario Pereca here, and welcome to 10 Minute Mindset. Adam Lamb is back with us today. I cannot wait to bring him back on the line, but if you missed yesterday's episode of 10 Minute Mindset, go to 10minutemindset.com right now and get yourself caught up. We had such a fantastic conversation. We talked about what a day in the life looks like of Adam Lamb, how he keeps everything in check, how he allows himself to experience life in the way in which he desires to experience it, but at the same time, how he keeps things in check so that they don't get all out of control. So we had a great conversation. If you're a busy performer, a busy achiever, a high performer, I should say, a busy achiever, then this is one episode that you don't want to miss. So get yourself caught up. Go back and listen to that. We'll still be here when you get back. And when you get back, we're going to bring Adam back on the line here in just a minute. But before we do that, we're going to do our daily Geo method, because Geo is a way in which we journal / meditate to set clear outcomes, to put intention and action behind those outcomes, and to do it all from a state of gratitude. And Geo is, of course, GIO. I like to work it back to front, so I always start with the O, and the O is outcome. First and foremost, you have to identify what that outcome is that you want to achieve. And the number one thing I see when I talk about Geo, because Geo is a hot topic, we do it every single day, people know we talk about it on 10 Minute Mindset, and it's a hot topic in my life, and I love talking about it with other people, but the number one thing I see is that people just aren't clear enough about what it is they want to achieve, because your outcome really needs to be two things when you're thinking about it. It needs to be clear, and it needs to be compelling. When I say clear, I mean specific, and most people kind of sort of know what they want. They have a general vague idea about what they want, but they're just not clear enough, and here's the key. This is where the rubber meets the road when it comes to being clear on your outcomes. Clarity is power, but it takes time. The clearer you are on what you want, the faster your mind can get you there, but clarity does not come overnight. So it's a daily practice. Coming up with your outcome and getting clear on it is a daily practice. So if this is the first time you've ever done this, if this is the first time you've ever thought about what you want your outcome to be or what your desired outcome is, it's okay. The most important thing is that you get started. I have what I call an outcome journal. And in this journal, all I write are my outcomes. I have that outcome distilled down to one powerful statement, and I write it, read it, and say it first thing every morning, just so there is absolutely no confusion between my conscious and unconscious mind of what we're trying to achieve that day. And this outcome, it really does evolve over time. So just write something down, take action on that. And as you take action, it's important that you notice what I call the feedback from the universe. You'll notice little distinctions. You'll notice the opportunities that pop up. You'll see the things unfolding around you. And then when you come back to reiterate this outcome statement the following day, you'll be able to take all of that into account and allow that statement to evolve and become even more clear. And as it becomes more clear, it becomes more compelling by default, and it becomes even more powerful. Because a thought in and of itself has very little creative power, but a thought backed with emotion becomes infinitely powerful. And a thought backed with emotion is what we call a desire. And when the desire is strong enough, it leads to action. And what I really mean by action is the eye of Geo, which is intention, meaning now that you know what you want and why you want it, what do you intend to do about it? And when it comes to intention, I like to set three of them every single day. I'm not a big to-do list guy. I really feel like when we get too attached to to-do lists, it becomes more about the feeling of checking things off and not so much about the outcome. I always start with that outcome in mind. Everything I do that I plan on doing as my intentions, and by the way, when I call them intentions, it's because these are actions I craft that I intend to do today that will also, I intend for them to help me attract that outcome into my life. So when I'm crafting them, I craft them from that end in mind, from that outcome, and I make them very, very purposefully. And there's three things that I do every single day. So I don't like to have this long list of to-do items that kind of get in the way, because the longer that list is, the farther you get from your outcome. So the three things that I intentionally create every day are, number one, what's one thing I can do right now within the hour? Because right now my attention, energy, and focus are squarely on my outcome. I have no outside interference. As soon as I step foot outside that door and start my day, all bets are off. Life happens. It comes at all of us. But right now, first thing in the morning, you have the power. So what's one thing you can do right now to create that feeling of achievement first thing in the morning, no matter how small it is, and harness that power to build towards your outcome? Number two, what's one thing that I can do within the 24 hours of today so that by the end of today, I've accomplished at least two outcome-focused action items? And if you just do those two things, but you do them consistently over the course of time, those results will begin to compound and you'll begin to build massive amounts of progress towards your outcome. And the third thing is, what's one thing that I put a little bit of time, effort, and attention into each day? Maybe it's a longer scope project, maybe it's something I collaborate with others on, but what this really does is it keeps that outcome in the back of your unconscious mind at all times, so that no matter what you're doing, when an opportunity pops up or something that could be an opportunity pops up, you'll recognize it and you'll take action on it. It's not that some people have more opportunities than others. Opportunities are abundant. They're all around us. I like to say they're like water in the ocean. When you go to the ocean, you can have as much water as you want. There's never a question of whether there's enough water there. The only question is, how big is the container that you brought? If you bring a teaspoon, you can have a teaspoon. If you bring a dump truck, you can have a dump truck. And opportunities are the same. They're all around us. They're everywhere. The question is, how big is your container? How many are you able to recognize? And when you get really clear on what it is you want, it makes your container bigger and bigger. You'll be able to see more and more. It's not that they weren't there before. It's just that now you're able to recognize them. And because you are even clearer on what you want, it makes you more compelled to take action so that now you will take action and leverage those opportunities to build towards the outcome you desire. And finally, the G and GU is the X factor in all this. It's the state in which we're in when we do this. And for me, that's gratitude. Gratitude is one of the most powerful states we can be in, because when we're in a true state of gratitude, we cannot feel a negative emotion. And when it comes to gratitude, this is where I like to pull meditation into the mix. I like to close my eyes for 5 minutes every morning and really get into that state. Not just think about it or say it, but really get into that state and feel the feelings of what it feels like to be truly grateful. And the more I get into gratitude, the more we get into gratitude intentionally, the more gratitude will show up throughout our lives in all other areas. And so when I get into this state, when I meditate, I focus on three things specifically. Number one, what's one thing I get to receive every day? What's one thing that's maybe a small thing that maybe I tend to overlook or not focus on so much because I get familiar with it? Maybe I even take it just a little for granted, but now I can focus on it, create massive amounts of gratitude around it, because it is those small things that lead into the big things. And we get really grateful around those small things. And when the big things happen, we can get into gratitude even faster and even deeper. Number two, what's one thing I get to give every day? Because it isn't giving that we truly receive, and through contribution that we create true fulfillment. So what's one thing that I get to give to the world that creates fulfillment within me that I can create massive amounts of gratitude around? And finally, what's one thing that I am? Because our identity leads to our actions, which leads to our results. As human beings, our greatest need is to show up and act consistent with who we believe we are. And who we believe we are comes from the things we hear the most. And the things we hear the most comes from our own self-talk. So audit your self-talk, become your own best friend, become your biggest fan, and condition yourself to show up and take on the identity of the person capable of attracting those outcomes you desire into your life. And if you do this consistently, you will begin to overcome those obstacles, break through those barriers, and you will begin to actively experience those outcomes you desire each and every day. And that's GEO. We do it every single day. Gratitude, intention, outcome. Do it first thing in the morning to set your day, and then do it throughout the day when you need to come back, refocus on those outcomes that you desire, put intentional action behind them, and do it from a very powerful, resourceful state of gratitude. And now, it is my honor and privilege to bring back onto the line Adam Lamb. He is an entrepreneur that specializes in business development from supplement brands to healthcare clinics. He's the founder and manager of Renew Life RX, which is a hormone optimization clinic. He is the author of the book Better Than the Binge, which he uses as a platform to coach men and women through his unique process of removing alcohol from their life to experience new breakthroughs. He's passionate about helping others, and that passion has also spilled over into his personal life as a youth leader in his local church, speaking and supporting the positive growth in young people. He's a devoted father and husband, and his family is what inspires him every day to give more. You can find more about him at renewliferx.com, and you can follow him on Instagram at adamlam33. Adam, welcome back, my friend. It's good to have you again.
Glad to be back. Thank you so much.
We had a great conversation yesterday about your day-to-day and about, you know, the way that you eat and the way that, you know, you just give yourself permission to experience life in the manner in which you desire to experience it. I love your philosophy on that. I love what you do there. Let's talk today really quick out of the gate a little bit about your business, Renew Life RX. Tell us a little bit about what that is, where that came from, and how you're using it to serve the world.
Yeah, so Renew Life RX is a telemedicine kind of concierge hormone replacement therapy clinic. So we have like a base of physicians that are really good at hormone optimization and managing that stuff for folks. And we work with clients throughout the country. It's fantastic. How it all started is years ago, I used to do a lot of like nutrition coaching for some pretty high profile guys. And a lot of these guys are in their 40s, early 50s, and they weren't getting the results. And what I kind of realized, I didn't think of, you know, I thought of like testosterone and all that stuff as like performance enhancing bodybuilder stuff. I didn't really realize the therapeutic side of it at that time. You know, this is, you know, 12, 13, 15 years ago. And so once it kind of dawned on me, that was the issue, trying to, you know, these guys trying to find some solid advice or physicians that were understood it and were good at it was super hard. So I went on this like hell-bent mission to try to find good physicians that I could refer my clients to. You know, these are like high profile, a couple billionaires, like just couldn't find this stuff, tons of resources, couldn't find a doctor to manage it. So I kind of spent some time trying to do that. And then doing that, I realized I was pretty good at connecting the folks that needed the help and the physicians that knew how to help, and kind of started working that way through the clinic, you know, probably 10 years ago, 8 years ago or so. And then through morphing that, we created a pretty awesome process of helping clients. You know, where my team really manages like the follow-up, the how you doing, checking in, facilitating the documentation, the paperwork, and just really giving that white glove service. And then the physicians do their part where they look at everything, they read the notes, they put the stuff together, they check on the clients and kind of make sure everything just goes together perfect. And it works really, really well. And, you know, we've put together a pretty kind of renowned clinic with a lot of the who's who, whether it's celebrities and athletes and musicians, all that kind of stuff. So it's got really awesome, right? And recently we're moving to creating a stem cell clinic here local in Texas where I'm at. And we're super excited about that.
How do you know, as someone who needs the services that you offer, if you are that person, if you're someone who may need that, how do you know that you need it? Like, what are some of the things to look for? What do you look for?
It's a great question. So it's different. We work with men and women. About 30% of our clients are women. Most of them are men. For men, it's just, our clients primarily are the guys that are, they're exercising regularly. They're watching what they're eating. And they're just like, things aren't quite working how they should, right? And maybe there's like, libido is kind of dropping. I'm not managing stress as well. I'm not sleeping as good, right? Like a little bit of everything, right? But the high achiever person, which I think is like your listeners and guys like me, like you just, your mind will just take you, right? Like you don't care. But if you stop and look at it, you're like, yeah, I'm tired. I don't really have the libido. My body's not cooperating like it should. And then, you know, those clients usually reach out or they get referred in. We work with some of the top trainers and physicians throughout the country that send their clients in. We look at the blood work and sure enough, we see where the deficiency is. We correct the deficiency. We monitor it, you know, as time moves forward and they're healthy, happy, and they're seeing the results of the discipline that they have in their life. And with women, sometimes it's a matter of very similar stuff, but also we find with women and even with men is struggling to make decisions, lack of confidence. You know, like there's little stuff that happens where like, you're just maybe wavering on, should I don't know. What do I do? What do we do? Like that stuff. Get the testosterone correct, you're like, this is it, right? Especially those high-functioning, high-profile CEO-type mentality, the guys that see it 100 years before anyone else does. When their hormones aren't optimized, there's a fog there, and they're like, waver. And it costs, you know, the first investor I brought on, he was in that position. We brought him on board, got him optimized, and he ended up selling his company for a ton of money, did super well with it. But he's like, I couldn't have done this without your team, you know, because he's like, I was like, barely making it through my day. And so I think there's a lot of people out there and they don't realize that there is an option for them through proper hormone replacement therapy, which we do. And it's not just getting old and things like that, right? And the low testosterone or the hormone, a lot of times people think it's a stigma, like you're less of a man or anything like that. No, you're not. You know, it's not, it's just, it's time, it's genetics, it's environmental things that attribute to it. So we help explore the process and find solutions. And it's awesome to change people's lives.
And this isn't something that you go to your local doctor for. This is something that you specialize in, that you and your team knows what to look for.
Exactly.
To pinpoint the things to help you get to that next level, because your body and your mind are intrinsically linked.
Oh yeah.
The healthier your body is, the healthier your mind will be, and the more you take care of your mind, the more you can focus on your body and take care of it as well. So I think it's just so vital.
I think that, you know, if you think you're depressed, one of the first things to look at is your hormones, because if your hormones are wrong, you'll be depressed. You won't have the drive. You won't have the motivation. So yeah, any physician essentially can write a script and say, oh, here's to start, go do it. But doing it right is a different thing. And I mean, I couldn't even tell you how many physicians, everybody from heart transplant surgeons to, you know, OBGYNs, endocrinologists. I mean, we have, in a lot of it's just, they just don't know. That's not their lane. Even if it is their lane, they don't have the experience to do it. But they know we do, right? They've had their patients have come to see us and they're like, well, we'll send them to them, right? Let them manage it. And so we do that. And it's awesome. It's a great thing for people.
What are some of the results women see? Because I know you said you primarily work with men, about 30% of your clients are women, but you know, women don't think, oh, testosterone, women, we don't, you know what I mean? It's like, that's the male hormone.
Yeah. But it's, testosterone is the most important hormone for women and it's overlooked. And a lot of, unfortunately, OBGYNs won't even touch it. They don't test it. They won't. They're like, no, that's terrible. But it's not, you know, testosterone, just whether it's man or woman, has a lot to do with your drive, your motivation. But from a psychological standpoint, that confidence, putting those things together. And when you don't have that and you're wishy-washy and you're like, oh, why do I get out of bed? What's the point? I'll go to the gym. Things don't change, right? That's testosterone, or usually lack of testosterone. So with women, that's one of the things. But physically, when your testosterone's optimized, you're burning fat better, your libido's better. You know, we have husband-wife couples that come on board and they're back to like newlywed, you know, having sex all the time. Like, you know, and that's good. That's good for the relationship, right? You're feeling good about yourself. You're feeling confident. You realize that when I go to the gym, they start seeing those changes, things like that. But for women, you know, there's two things that we see. Number one, low testosterone, which is leading to what we just talked about. The second thing is their estrogen's too high for their age. We see a lot of women that their estrogen is where it should be when they're like 21, 22. We see women coming in that they're in their late 40s, early 50s, and their estrogen's as high as if they were doing like in vitro or something like that, right? And which causes a crazy chemical conflict in your body. And when you have a chemical conflict in your body, you have a conflict everywhere, right? Your brain, everything's like, what's going on? Why is my body doing this? But it shouldn't be because I'm this age. And we just have had a lot of success with correcting some of those situations.
This takes me back to our conversation yesterday. Balance, right? It's all balance, whether it's with your diet and the way you live your life and your lifestyle, like eating, giving yourself permission to eat that ice cream at night or have those tacos. But then with your hormones, they need to be balanced as well. One can't be overpowering the other because then it's going to show up in not feeling so good or not having the confidence. So I think what's really interesting to me is a lot of people say, I'm not confident, and they think about like all the reasons why they might not be confident. But maybe none of those reasons are the real reason. Maybe the real reason is you have something inside that's not, you know, not your fault at all.
Oh, for sure. The first thing you should look at is hormones, but it's usually the last thing. And sometimes it's never looked at. And just, you know, my personal experience or clients, like we know that's what we see. We see guys. I had a physician friend of mine actually who he just got on board early December, and he was always wanting to talk to him. He's like, just wish-washy. Yeah, that's going okay. Da-da-da. You know, like I call it the Eeyore syndrome, like from Winnie the Pooh. And he was on the program. We're just catching up. You know, we're good friends. We talk regularly. And I was listening to him. I was like, what is different? I was like, man, he's just like just convicting in his tone and his, you know, it being a leader and those kind of things that I was like, dude, do you hear yourself? He was like, what do you mean? I'm like, you just sound like you know, you're 4 inches taller and you're just better, you know? And he's like, yeah, you know, I mean, I feel better. I'm good. You know? And I was like, there's a lot. It's not about, you know, lifting weights and body composition and those kind of things, libido. It's about just that raising yourself up and having that, you know, better attitude and drive towards everything you do. And all that still comes from testosterone. That comes from your hormones, you know, and even to take it a step further with stress, right? Like if you are in a high functioning individual and you have high stress and your adrenal glands and your cortisol, everything's jacked up and it's going up and down. As you get older and your testosterone is kind of like your war horse, it's battling all of these things. But when your testosterone drops, you can't battle at all. And usually the effects of that stress are harming the body more than if your testosterone is optimized. When your testosterone is optimized, it's just like when you're younger, like you recover faster, you need less sleep, all of those kind of things. When your hormones are optimized, you get to kind of have some of that too.
That reminds me, you know, that's why going to the gym is such a great thing for like, it's like therapeutic almost, because it raises that testosterone, gets all those hormones and going and in check, releases those feel good chemicals, and you feel like you can take on the world after a workout. So it's good all the way around for everything. Adam, I think what you're doing is super important. I think it's something for a lot of people to really think about and consider, because, you know, that is the way our body functions is super vital to our mindset. So we talked about confidence. That's one of the most popular topics on our show on 10 Minute Mindset.
You know, I had a cool thing that I read yesterday that I think you'd love that says, it says, every cell in your body is eavesdropping on your thoughts. And it's important because I think, you know, that the way you think about yourself and those kind of things too, also will affect your physiology and things like that about your body as well, for sure.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I love that quote, by the way. I'm probably going to steal that and use it somewhere. Thank you so much for being here the last couple of days. I've had so much fun chatting and I've learned so much, and I really do appreciate you. So I want to give you the last word, 30 seconds, whatever you want to leave the audience with, my friend. It's all yours.
Yeah, well, thank you for the time, and I'm glad the audience, I hope they find value in it. Thanks for letting me get on here. If anyone's curious about finding out more to see if we can help, they can email me directly, adam@renewliferx.com, or just go to the website, renewliferx.com, or find me in the different social channels and hit me up. I'm always excited to help. And again, thank you so much, Mario, for having me on the show.
My pleasure, Adam. Thanks so much. Again, renewliferx.com is where you can find him, and also on Instagram at adamlamb33. You can find us at 10minutemindset.com. Join the Facebook group, subscribe to the podcast, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on a brand new 10-Minute Mindset.